Grapes are very much dependent on water and temperatures brought on by the seasons. Initially, water is one of the fundamental components of the life force needed for growing a vineyard to its mature state. However, once established, a grape vineyard needs very little water to produce its fruit. You might say that a vineyard benefits greatly during dry times like droughts. What is it about a grape vineyard that gives the plant its ability to adapt so well to water shortage? And what conditions produce the best grapes for wine production? Today's segment is part of the series titled, Water is a Many Splendid Thing. Hello, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water. Grapes are grown in California from sea level to just above the 3,300-foot elevation. Rod Byers buys grapes from many of these vineyards and produces wine at the Nevada City Winery in Nevada City, California. California's geography causes local variations in moisture and temperature that have a very tangible impact on a grapevine.
Any vineyard for any winery ranges from sea level to about 3,000, 3,200, 3,300, and then we start to get a reduced growing season. We get either late spring frost or early winter, most likely late spring frost. And so it knocks off the fruit in the very part of the spring, or just is too short a growing season to get it to produce ripe fruit. So that elevation is mostly that which hampers it. In our case, both Nevada County and the Sierra Foothills, the vineyards in this county range from about 1,500 feet to 3,000 feet, the one I just spoke about. And it does a couple of things for us here. One of the things, you see it on a lot of back labels, but cooling at night, warm days, cool nights, is quite important to good grape growth and health. And one of the things that grapes do is, just like us, when it's hot at night, we don't sleep very well. When it's the middle of summer, we don't sleep well and we like cooling. Grapes work very hard when it's hot at night to cool themselves. And what they do in that process of cooling themselves is they spend acidity. They burn up their own internal acidity so that grapes from a warm weather climate have less natural acidity and consequently have a higher pH, don't age as well, have a slightly different color range, slightly different flavor profile. So what we get here, because of our various elevations, is we get a bigger differential in temperature from the heat of the day, which can be quite warm in Nevada County. Easily 85, 90 degrees is not uncommon. But we get cooling at night, as opposed to, say, the valley, where it might be 95 in the daytime, but it might be 80 at night, where you don't get that same differential of heat and cooling.
So, how does water come into play at a vineyard?
Well, water is, of course, the life force of almost every growing thing. Grapes are remarkably drought tolerant and drought resistant, so that in a dry, arid climate, they are a good, just from a landscaping point of view, they're very drought resistant. They like to send roots extremely deep. There's records of roots going down 40, 50, 60 feet. They will survive, of course, not in the first year or 2 years, where they're very susceptible to heat. They need water to get going. But once they're established, they will go all year with no water. So they are very good for an arid, dry climate. And of course, the less water the grapevine has, the smaller the berry, the less juice in the berry. So there's a direct correlation between water and the amount of weight of the grapes. So, for example, when you see very inexpensive wine may come in a box from the Central Valley, you wonder how can they do it for that price. They're growing big old water balloons. They're maybe getting 10 or 12 or 15 tons to the acre, pumping up the grapes with water, and they're very fat. Whereas if you see a dry farmed hillside vineyard, you might get 3/4 of a ton or a ton and a half to the acre, where they're very small and quite not shriveled, but very intensely flavored because there's so little water.
California vineyard owners have learned to regulate water availability to the grape vineyards. This produces good, ripe berries that produce an excellent grape for wine production. Rod describes an optimum circumstance for growing grapes.
Like rain in the winter, grapevines go dormant, so we like rain in the winter. We would like to have grapes start to grow when the average daily temperature hits 50 degrees. and then they start to grow. So if that in this climate, some years it could be early February, some years it could be April. So what we would like to see is a fairly cold, cool early spring, and then nice warm weather starting, say, from Easter on, without much rain. And where we really don't like to see rain is in the harvest.
When it comes to grapes, water's greatest value is being available only when you need it. The judicious application of water creates ripe, healthy berries with plenty of fruit and juice. Living Water will bring you many facts about water and how it contributes to our lives, fundamental to our lives and environment. I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water.